You know, to begin with, I want to ask some questions to all of you. I want to make, first of all, a think tank out of you. I want 12 students here, 6 on this side, 6 on this side. It's a think tank. A group of students who think. Would you like to be here? Good. Take your seat. 6 here and 6 here. Good. No, you be here so that I can see you all.
All right, if it is more than 6 years, tell
me. Oh, it's fine. Perfectly all right. Those who volunteer to receive my questions, and the first answers will be given by you. Others will give afterwards. Since you are members of Think Tank, I want to ask you what is thinking. First question is, what is thinking? Your main point is a capacity and exercise in analysis, right? Any other answer? Yes. Pardon?
Putting our brain in the use to come up with an innovative idea.
Good. Is it better than analysis? All thinking is connected with a process of ideas. Idea is a very important element, and we are not normally aware what exactly is the idea. I would like to think on this question. What is an idea?
Something innovative.
Innovative? Anything else? Imaginary, good. What is an idea? Idea, pardon, an idea which is a solution to a problem. Any other answer? What is an idea? Have you seen an idea? Have you seen an idea? It is felt, but you have not seen it. It can't be seen. Why? It is subtle. Is there an image in an idea? You know an image. What is an image? You take a flower and I say, what is the idea of a flower? Now immediately you have an image of the flower, right? Something to do with an image. But that image is not physical. So you can't see with your eyes. Therefore, she said, it is imagination. Somebody here said imagination. It's not exactly imagination. Imagination can be also something that doesn't exist, you can imagine. Flower exists and you have an idea of a flower. Any other characteristic you have? It is not concerning a flower. When you have an idea of a flower, it is not an idea of a flower, correct? Therefore, it's an idea of, yes, good, of the whole class of flowers, right? That is called universal. An idea is an image which represents something that is universal, right? Now we start with this because we are all thinkers now. These 12 people here around are thinkers. And I like to react and interact with them. The subject that is given to me is education for peace. I am told to move about wherever I like, which I will do in a general way. But first of all, I would like you to tell me what idea you have of peace. What is peace? Is that an idea? Do you have an image? Pardon? Can you have a mic or somebody? State of?
Amen.
State of harmony, good answer. No, no, you also give the answer. Serenity of the mind, beautiful. Very good, yes. It is an element by which man has been sustained till now. Sir, yes. Huh? Or out of cage, freedom. But there is freedom, not exactly peace, but it is freedom.
So it is like an undisturbed lake where everything is reflected and...
Good, undisturbed lake. It is the image you have got now. Do you follow? You have now an image of peace, an undisturbed lake. Please tell everybody it's a very good idea. You know, there is one very fine sentence of Jesus Christ. You heard of Jesus Christ? You have. He said, peace that passeth understanding. Now reflect on this idea. Peace that passeth understanding. Passeth means passes. It's an old English. Peace that passes over understanding. What does it mean? Peace is that which passes understanding. Yes, only with peace you can understand. Because of understanding you have got peace. Now how will you answer? It's a very good counteraction. When there is no violence and all come to an understanding, you can understand everything only when there is a condition of peace, right?
I think all the answers are good answers, very good answers. But when it says passes understanding means understanding, as I said, an idea is an instrument of understanding. An idea is, it's another definition I'm giving you. Idea is not only an image, not only an image that is universal, but idea is the instrument of understanding. Do you follow the? It is something more. An image, that which is universal, and that which gives you understanding. Now, what's the meaning of understanding? When do you say, I have understood? Now, here is a very good answer. One answer is, when idea is clear, then understanding comes. When idea is clear, you know that, who said this answer, tell me? You know, there is a great philosopher whose name was Descartes, 16th century, great philosopher. And he said exactly what you said. He said, when idea is clear, truth shines out. When the idea is clear, truth shines out. So I am very pleased with your answer that what Descartes thought at a very high level, you are able to say now at this stage of your life. Now what does it mean? An idea when it is clear. So that means that idea is like a mirror, right? Which is transparent. When it is transparent, then you look through the idea and the truth shines out. Right? So it is a very interesting concept. There must be a mind, not eyes only, but mind. There must be an idea which occurs in the mind. That idea must be absolutely clear, like a mirror which is transparent. Then when you look through it, the truth shines out. There is something else than idea. That is to say, idea is something that catches the truth. The idea catches the truth. That is the truth, idea, yourself. The idea is like a mirror. Now when Christ said, peace passes beyond understanding, means beyond ideas. Does it mean? We normally experience things through our senses, or we understand through ideas. But now Christ says, peace transcends understanding. You can't even understand. Now this is the essence of what I want to tell you. Education for peace is not only an idea, it's not only a figure of a lake which is undisturbed. It's a good idea, good image. It's not only that. What Christ wants to say is that it is even beyond. There is something that can't be described in words at all. You have seen sheets of cold water, almost frozen water, not fully frozen, cold and colder and colder and colder and colder, In a huge lake, as you have said, should be lake. Not a single ripple in it at all. That experience when you get in your mind, then you will say it is beyond idea, because an idea is still some kind of a ripple. All ideas are ripples. So, when there is no ripple at all, no vibration at all, in Sanskrit we have got a word, nirava. Rava is sound, ripple. Nirava means without sound, soundless. Nirava Shanti, a peace that is without any sound whatsoever. Now, when we speak of education for peace, we want to tell students, teachers, everyone, that there is a condition of the mind. So cool, so cool. There is no ripple at all, so vast, like a sky. And in that state of consciousness, there is no possibility of a sound. And you arrive in a sense of great release. You have spoken of freedom. Who has spoken of freedom here? Somebody has spoken of freedom. In that sense, you get free. Now, education for peace means such a process of learning, teaching, exercising, analyzing, ideation, whatever you do, you ultimately arrive at that point and all ideas cease. It's a complete soundless nothingness. And yet it is so full. Nothingness that is full, that's why it can't be understood. When you have fullness, a sense of complete freedom, freedom comes only when you are full. So complete silence in which you really feel freedom, it is nothing and yet it is everything. Therefore it passes understanding. In understanding you have always something. But when peace is that in which there is nothing and everything. Therefore, in the old Upanishads, I don't know if you have heard of Upanishads. Have you heard of Upanishads?
Yes. Yeah.
Upanishad, I will tell you later on, but first of all, in the Upanishad there is a word which is used that there is a non-being from where being comes out. There is a non-being. Non-being can't be conceived, cannot, there is no idea of non-being. A non-being from where being is brought out. Now, that state of absolute shunya, you know the word shunya, complete silence in which you don't hold to anything. In all ideation you hold. Understanding means what? You know the word understanding? If you stand below a bridge, and look up, then you are under, you stand under the bridge and you look up, all understanding is this kind of understanding. But when you are in a state of peace, it is overstanding. So, peace is that passeth understanding means, when you go beyond understanding, you are able to overstand. Do you follow? Not standing under a bridge. When you go on the top of the Himalayas, and the top, and still top, completely highest top, that's why it is said, there is a non-being from where the being comes out. When you reach that stage, it is called peace. Now education ultimately should lead you to that state of consciousness. It's a very big program. First of all, we are all the time in a marketplace. Our mind is a marketplace, no? It's a bazaar. Hundreds of ideas go on coming, going. Now there, even what is idea also is not understood. The clarity of idea is not at all there. What is clear idea? The truth also does not shine out through the clarity of the idea. You go still beyond. That is the idea of freedom that our friend was speaking. Go beyond, be free from all the shackles. You fly higher and higher and higher and higher. You become vaster and vaster and vaster. In that great vastness, huge ocean without ripples, no waves. Pardon? Yes, it can be. Even outside the galaxy, that is the idea of the Upanishad.
Sir, and the Vedas described as Sachidanandas.
Even this is Sachidananda is one idea, but even beyond that is the idea of Asat. Sachidananda starts with Sat, but there is Asat. It says, in the beginning there was no known being, and there was no being. It is even beyond. One of the most important things to be done to any student in the world is to say that there is a beyond and beyond beyond and still beyond. When you begin to imagine this beyond, 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 then you have a glimpse in your idea. But Christ says this is not only an idea, it is more than an idea. It is as if tons of ice are kept on your brain and the coolness that will come and you will feel the concreteness of it. It is not merely nothing. It is nothing which is all. It's a very peculiar idea. It is non-being that is being. This is the state of consciousness to which all of us should rise. When we speak of education for peace, it is to lead students with the idea of peace and then to go beyond the idea of peace, of idea of peace, and to enter into a state of consciousness, not an idea anymore. It is now a state of consciousness. So beyond idea is a state of consciousness. And beyond all that is a state of being. Now what Christ was saying was that peace can be experienced by all of us. It may take years and years to reach, but you must keep your goal. I must reach a point in my state of consciousness where there will be a complete... You know, when you have finished your work in the day, when you go to sleep, it is something like that. When you have done the whole work, as long as you have not done the work, you say, oh, I have got to do this, tomorrow morning I will do that. All these ideas trouble you. But when everything is done, nothing remains to be done. Everything is accomplished. You are unburdened, absolute. No burden whatsoever. That is the state of peace. Now the question is, how do I educate all of you in that state of peace? What is the method by which I can do? There are many methods, not one, because different individuals have different approach. I leave out this question for you to think about, because these questions are best answered over years and years and years. I am only putting an idea before you that you should put before you a goal. You should be able to arrive after many, many years of struggle and effort, after many stages of freedom, you should be able to arrive at that state of complete peace. Alright, this is my first lesson I would like to give you. It is possible to arrive at it. Like Christ, many people have experienced it. In India, for example, Buddha, even before Christ, he spoke of a state of nirvana. You heard the word nirvana? Nirvana is a state of non-being. Even more than moksha. Even moksha is sat. This is beyond moksha. So Buddha spoke of something that transcends all. And in that state, is your highest. Now, if you can rise to that point, then you think that now your life is fulfilled. So, education for peace means it puts a goal before you and says, all of you are seeking fulfillment. There's no question about everybody wants to be fulfilled. What is the fulfillment? Until you reach the state of complete peace, and peace beyond understanding, just think of it. By thinking, a time will come that you will go beyond thinking. There's a trick in it. It has been found that thinking itself begins from peace. So if you go into the thinking and go into depth and depth of thinking, a point will be reached when you open up to me. You look into the mirror of an idea, the truth shines out and you go into it and into it and into it and into it. You will arrive ultimately at that stage. When you arrive at that state, you think, now you have reached. This is the teaching of the Buddha, the teaching of the Upanishad, the teaching of Christ.
And we think that is the end. According to Buddha, that is the beginning. When you reach that point, that is the beginning. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says that I am absolutely peaceful. And it is from that peace all my action proceeds. From that peace. So peace is the beginning. In a way you may say it is the end. But it's an end which is a beginning. Sri Krishna says, you should not merely aim at peace. Arrive at a point where peace gives rise to action. All action, we normally do action out of agitation. Somebody calls you, so you react. Yes, we are reacting. All our action is basically reaction. You examine all actions, actually all of us are actually reacting. Something is dropped at you and you react to it. It is only when you reach the state of peace that action can really proceed. Not reaction, but action proceeds. The origin of action is in a state of peace. So this is the second lesson of education for peace. First, try to arrive at a state of complete peace. Then you have the next step. All action must proceed from that state of peace. When you do that, that is the definition of perfection. What is perfection? Now my think tank will answer the question. What is perfection?
Education is the manifestation of perfection.
Education is the manifestation of perfection. You agree, all of you? Yes? But what is perfection? You are not defined perfection. What is perfection? You are also free to answer, anybody of you.
Sense of fulfillment that you achieved the goal.
Sense of fulfillment that when you have achieved the goal. Good, perfection. Good. Yes. It is an achievement of. We speak here so that everybody can hear us. It's a much better answer. Flawlessness, in which is no flaw. Excellence. There is no flaw. Pardon? You can't find any mistake in it. Flawless action. Stable. When you arrive at stable, good. Yes. The highest point called maximum. Small things also make perfect. Oh, marvelous white sheet. Huh? It's a very good image.
marvelous blank sheet. From the beginning to the end, everything is right. That is perfect. Excellent. Pardon?
The result of clarity of mind and commitment.
It's a result of clarity and commitment. You have an answer? Give me. Good. Next one. There is a question, huh? What is the question? Can a person become perfect? How? Excellent question, huh? I will dwell upon it. It's a very good question. What is your name? Huh? Lakshminarayan, good. Oh, when start and end are the same, there is perfection. Exceedingly beautiful, huh? You require claps. Highest point of achievement in which there are no mistakes, there is perfection. Huh? Oh. When there is no possibility of criticizing. Good. Sharp, clear. Now I'll give you an example and tell me if it's perfect or not. Yes. When you have a goal and when you achieved it, that's called perfect, right? There are no mistakes. Without pollution. I think all of you are giving good answers. But I give a problem before you. You know, small children, in the beginning they can't speak. And you await a moment when you say, now the child ought to be able to speak. And suddenly one day the child speaks out. One sound. Ma, papa, something of this kind. And as soon as the child speaks out his word, you say, perfect. Right, do you? Perfect. Now it is neither achieved as after the highest, nothing maximum, and yet you say it's perfect. What does it mean? Now here is another amendment. It's a very good amendment. Perfection differs from person to person. Do you agree? Perfection differs from person to person. Yes, correct?
Yes.
Only one perfection. From stage to stage. Good. Now you see how many amendments have come, no? Which is very good.
Perfection has no end.
Perfection has no end. Imagine now. Doesn't depend upon mistakes and all that. They are all lower ideas. Oh, good. Accurate. It's also a good definition. When there is accuracy. Wait a minute. I want to ask you. Accurate. Result of self-analysis and practice. Good. You have to answer yes.
So perfection is what a person wants to be, but cannot be attained. What something that cannot be attained, but what a person tries to achieve.
What one tries to achieve, but cannot be achieved, that is perfection. What about you?
Perfection depends upon the ideas of the person. Like, you take a shirt, you give it to washing. A person removes, tries to remove the stain. It might be a design for a person, but it might be a stain for another person. So, we can't exactly determine the definition of perfection. It depends upon person to person.
Good. You know, I'm welcoming all these answers because they're all good answers. They're all good answers.
Perfection is eternal.
Yes. Perfection is supreme consciousness. And from there, there is no mistake at all. Excellent. 100%. That is called maximum. Depends upon the level of your thinking. Oh, perfection is there after which nothing can be done. It differs from person to person. Alright, I give another definition. Perfection is a state of equilibrium. You know the meaning of equilibrium? Equilibrium. Is neither excessive nor deficient. Right? Neither excessive nor deficient. Is equilibrium. Now the question is, when a child speaks the first word, we say perfect. Why? Because perfect equilibrium. He is neither excessive nor deficient. Exactly what a child can speak. Some of you are doing economics. You are doing economics, some of you? In economics, the law of demand and supply. Yes? The price is equal to a point where demand and supply are in equilibrium.
The child sees the world. And you see that that is the perfection which the child can see and it's in equilibrium. If the child exceeds it and talks, what we call the stage?
It is transition. Transition. Then next, after 3 days or 4 days, you don't expect only that much. You will not say perfect now. For the first time when the child uttered the first word, it was perfect. After 4 days, you won't say that because now there is a movement, further movement, and now you will expect another equilibrium. Right? So, that was the idea that perfection to perfection to perfection to perfection. See, if you give this definition, perfection is a state of equilibrium. And the highest perfection is when there is equilibrium between silence and action. Do you follow? When silence remains undisturbed, even when there is an outpouring of action. You know, this was the state of consciousness in which Buddha was seated. If you have heard of Buddha's stories, but you ask the question, what was this state of consciousness? Yeah, what was his experience? His experience was, you must remember that he was very active. Buddha was, if you read the whole history of the world, and if you ask, who was the most active man in the world? The one man who produced the greatest results of his action. It is Buddha. Light of Asia. That is a state of consciousness in which complete equilibrium, the action and peace, the two conditions are absolutely in equilibrium. This is what Sri Krishna says is the highest. Somebody will ask the question, can perfection be achieved? If so, how? So now let us try to answer that question. We have defined perfection as a state of equilibrium between perfect silence and most potent action. Right? Whatever is to be done, exactly that is done. Neither more nor less. Neither excessive nor deficient. I have come to talk to you. If I go beyond 130, it is excessive. If I leave you earlier, it is deficient. Therefore, my lecture is not perfect. Right? So, we still have 20 minutes more, huh? You are not tired, no?
Sir?
Good. Now, let us move forward, huh? A state of complete silence from which action proceeds. So that silence is not disturbed at all. And action is exactly how much is needed, neither excessive nor deficient. That's the state which you want to arrive at. Pardon? Steps of a cat. How beautiful, no? You require an applause.
Yes, not cat.
Excellent. You can see the stability of the cat and the way in which it moves. Exactly the amount of measure. Now you will see so many conditions of the world. When the bird flies in the sky, keeping both the wings absolutely in equilibrium. There is also force coming out, and yet there is a stability. Those flying, soaring high and higher and higher and higher. You think that you reach perfection when you reach this condition of a bird flying in the sky and a perfect balance. Right? Now you have to achieve that condition. That is called education for peace. Of course, there are many lectures on peace. I am giving you a lecture on peace in its fundamentals. There are lectures on peace when you are told when there is no war, there is international understanding, you understand this country, you understand that country, there is a dialogue. All these questions are raised, and if you have time, we can discuss many other things also. But I thought I will take you to the most fundamental thing. If you understand this, other things become easier. Yes?
as we have already said that perfection is from stage to stage. And between the stages, we start learning to achieve perfection. So why can't perfection be constant learning?
You are right, absolutely. Is perfection not a state of constant learning? Now, how to reconcile the two statements, which I said earlier, a perfect silence manifesting exact amount of action that is needed, that is one idea of perfection. Now, here is another, that perfection is constant process of learning. Is it not perfection?
So in nature, and everything is perfect. The sun moves around in the...
In nature, everything should be perfect, I am told.
Earth rotates around itself in a perfect and
a perfect way.
But man is being endowed with the sixth sense, so he competes with his own self to make his perfect performance much more perfect.
Now, to make perfect more perfect is another idea. To make perfect more perfect. Is there something which can be called more perfect or less perfect? I must tell you that all of you are answering very well.
As if an athlete makes the sun her own record.
You see, there is a difference between two states. The state of silence. Silence is a state in which there is no movement. Therefore, there is nothing more than that. In action, it is always possible. Therefore, when you say, is it a constant learning, it refers to the movement of action. So you can say, in a state of silence, when you move, at every step there should be one equilibrium to the other equilibrium. And if you can maintain equilibrium after equilibrium, you can say, like Buddha, every action is exactly what you had to say. If you read his teachings, I don't know if you read the teachings of Buddha. That is a book called Dhammapada. Have you heard of it? Dhammapada. Have you seen the book? Yes? No. You should, when you go home or go to your school, you should ask a copy of the book called Dhammapada. Actually, I brought with me the book Dhammapada with me, so that in case there was a need, I can show you. But later on, Dhammapada is a text which consists of the words of Buddha. There are long sentences of Buddha, short sentences of Buddha. But every word is in equilibrium. So you can say that whatever he spoke was absolutely measured. Whether he spoke at length or spoke briefly, it was absolutely according to the needs. Now, when you can reach that point,
sir,
yes,
we should not only think that we should be perfect and we should work it with heart and soul, then we definitely reach to that.
Yes, good. I'm so happy. Tell me. Good. Sir, it's a very good analogy. If you see a bud. Bud as a bud is perfect. Then it begins to open up. At any stage when it opens up, it's perfect. Until it becomes completely opened, it's also perfect. Right? Now our life should be of that kind, a bud which opens petal by petal and grows smoothly. Is again the same bird soaring high with equilibrium all the time. Right? These are very good images you have got today. Very good images. And you should keep before you that you should reach that point. Then you can say, I have been educated in peace. Not merely dialogue and all that. It's all good. But unless you reach this point, remember that you have been educated in peace. When you can reach a point where there is a complete silence from where action proceeds, and in every action there is a rhythm from perfection to perfection. Right? All questions are answered now? Alright, now the question is, how do we achieve it? How do we achieve it? We should not only work hard, but we should work with will and wish. You should have an idea of the goal. I have told you the goal. Attainment of peace from where action proceeds. We should take the guide of all the texts. Yes, you have to say something? Now let us see this question. Having defined what is perfection, having seen the role of peace in perfection, you can see that without peace there is no perfection. Without perfection there is no peace. Alright, the two words are interchangeable, you might say. Education and peace is actually education in perfection. But we have to ask, how do I achieve that condition? And a few answers which I have got are that you should study all the texts of religions and they will teach you how to reach that point. Constant learning and understanding.
Contemplation.
Whatever you do with your heart. Practice. Good. Practice what? Constant practice in the right way. Excellent. Now how to know? Yes, please come. You take this mic. Come. Good. Purity of the mind, purity of heart,
and
calmness of the mind. Excellent. Very, very good.
Sure.
Yes? Always doing good deeds. Yes?
Perfection can be achieved by creating a balance between tranquility and action.
Good, that is what we said already, that is called perfection. Question is, how do we arrive at it?
Yes, but creating a balance.
The answer is, constantly develop peace and constantly do action out of peace. That is her answer. Good answer.
Having good noble ideas.
Having noble ideas. Yes. What's your name?
Pavitra.
Pavitra. Tell me. Good, now you speak loudly, everybody should hear it.
Perfection is the mixture of hard work, will, wish and practice.
Excellent. Now I'll tell you something. To put all these ideas together, First of all, you can achieve this by a process of culture. Right? This is the one word I'm using now. It's a new word I'm using. Up till now, nobody has used this word. But I'm deliberately using this word because I want to explain to you. Perfection can be achieved by a process of culture. Now the question is, what is culture? What is culture? We speak of Indian culture.
Traditions,
speaking, practice, way of life. Good. Anybody here? All of you are free to answer. Huh? What is culture? The code of conduct. Is dance culture? Is music culture? Is drama culture? What is culture? Good, it's a process by which you can uplift yourself. It's a same answer. Now let us see. Noble ideas. I'll give you another definition of culture. Yes? We should practice what we think, right? You have an answer? Tell me.
Culture is the habit of the people living in different areas.
Culture is the
habit of the people.
Habit of the people living in a certain area. Good. You have some answer? Tell me.
Sir, love, respect and honor for everybody is culture.
Pardon?
Love, respect and honor for everybody is culture.
Beautiful. Very nice. Very nice. Huh? Pardon? You see, I will now collect all the answers that you have put together. Culture is like a flower. It has three petals. When you ask a question, what is your culture? You are asking the question, what is the flower that you are looking for? A culture is a flower. It has three petals. All your ideas are good. Huh? All of you have said, somebody has a practice. Somebody has said ideas. Somebody has said some kind of a organization, arrangement, dance, music, all that. If you put these three ideas together, you get now a better idea. All ideas when you pursue, you arrive at truth. When you practice best, you arrive at the good. When you practice all beautiful things, you arrive at beauty. So culture is a flower which consists of three petals of truth, beauty and goodness. Right? Now when you go to any country and say, tell me what is your culture? What you are asking actually is, are there philosophers who have thought of the truth? Do you have artists who are manifesting beauty? Do you have benevolent people who are doing good acts? And moreover, are there people who do all the three? Right? Now, a great culture is one in which all the three are done by a large number of people. When I see, for example, all of you are sitting so quietly, you are listening for 1 hour nearly, more than an hour. And I see so much of attention, which is very rare in the world now. So I am very happy. You are listening with so much of attention.
Yes, you give him the congratulations. Very good.
So what do you do then? I can see that all of you are practicing. It's a peace education. Good. We are already in a state of peace education. We are all excellent.
Sir, sorry for going out of the topic. Here we are talking about peace education, but other part of the country we are going out of. What do you think about it?
About what is happening?
The country, there is terrorism and many people are dying without peace. What do you think about them?
It's a very painful argument. What she says is, we are all having great peace here. But in Jaipur there was terrorism only a few days ago. There was a blast. Lot of quarrel. All that is happening. What is to be done about that? What do I think about it? Tell me what I should think about it. Today I must give education for peace to everybody. Right? Because all that is happening is because people are not properly educated. Even those who call themselves white collar people who are educated are not really educated unless they do these three battles. Unless they pursue truth, beauty and goodness, unless they flower out in all the three ideas, we are not educated. Real education is education of truth, beauty and goodness. You should move towards these three things all the time. So, the answer to your question is, we should feel pained about it. And out of pain we should say, we should spread education for peace all over the world. Very important.
What are the means of spreading this kind of peace education?
What is the means? First of all, I must talk to children like you. Yes? Have a dialogue with you. And I must be able to tell you what is peace. What is action? What is equilibrium? What is perfection? I should then say what is culture? The union of beauty and truth and goodness. Now comes the last question. I have only 5 minutes more. Yes? Pardon? Tell me what
should. Violence should be replaced by negotiation.
Violence should be replaced by negotiation. Correct. I am negotiating with you now.
Sir, but
right?
Only for students like this, this can be done. What about the lay public? So much of illiterates in our country. How do we preach the gospel of peace to everybody?
You know, the answer is that I should make you education minister of this country. I tell you my painful experience. When I joined the Ministry of Education, Dr. Sharma was my colleague at that time. We have worked together for many years. I had many, many ideas how to educate all people of the country. And my minister said, we don't have money. According to me, it was not true. The country has the money, first of all. Remember this point, I am telling you. A country which can produce 1 billion people and to say we don't have the money is a shame. It's not true. We should not accept it. If you become education minister and if anybody says we don't have the money, you should say you are not telling the truth. You have the money. Only people do not want to work hard because if you have money and then you have to work day and night, you have no rest. We will go on meeting children You know, to meet children is one of the greatest happinesses of life. All like flowers, like sunflowers. Yes?
I have a small poem to say about that. In the God's splendid creation, but some politicians spoil the situation. They create tension after tension, breed bust up a railway station. While daughters of gambling, people are trembling with fear. This is not a mirror. Is this the bomb? Is this the end? Or shall we have...
Good. Excellent. Excellent. What is your name?
Raja.
Raja. Oh, good. You are your king. I think my time is up now because it is exactly 1:29. And anyway, this question remains to be answered. How do we attain the state of perfection? And my immediate answer was culture. Practice, truth, beauty and goodness. Put them together. This is my brief answer. If I have time, or if you have time later on when we meet again tomorrow or day after tomorrow or after years, we shall continue. All right? Thank you so much.